This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we're going to answer this question by FaZe Your Rage, who is replying to Sneeko. I don't follow this stuff, but I know he's a Muslim, right? So this Your Rage guy goes off on Sneeko for believing in Islam. Sneeko says he didn't watch the debate, claims to be Christian, but the Bible does not specify age of consent. Doesn't even specify the concept of consent. Says two adults can get married, which I agree with. Tell these Twitch streamers to stick to gaming and screaming. A whole bunch of, what do you guys now, Gen Alpha talk. And he's saying here, FaZe Your Rage is saying to Sneeko, I'm citing these people as if I know who I am. I don't even know who they are, but I know Sneeko is a Muslim. So he's saying here that, I never knew I'd be living in a world where people would have a problem with me saying 13-year-olds shouldn't be changing their gender, and I don't think 14-year-olds should be getting married to grown men. We are cooked. Well, let me ask you a question. Is it emotional? Is it about the emotional well-being? Because if you're a Christian, last I checked, God, in your world, caused Mary to be pregnant when she was about 14. So what are we talking about here? She was 13, 14 years old when this happened. Well, what does that tell us about society back then? 12, 13 years old, you're an adult. You're a full-fledged adult. If a girl reached puberty in those times at the age of 9 and 10, puberty's not reached at the same age for everybody. Strength is not reached at the same age. Go to the Amazon rainforest. Kids are there hunting. Go watch these documentaries. Within 3 episodes, you're going to have a little 7-year-old kid crouching with hardly any clothes on, but he's got a blade in his hand, and he's like cutting up an animal. I'm telling you, these maturity's different in different societies. So, but you know what's funny too, is any American policing the culture of other people? Hey, well, what's your problem? If they're happy with each other, what's your issue? Whether she's 13 or 14? Here's the main question. Why do Americans, and I don't know who this FaZe Your Rage person is, but they all say the same thing. All the Christians say the same thing. Why do they imagine themselves to care more about little Muslim girls or Arab girls than their own parents? Than those kids' parents. That's the premise here. That's the premise. So you need to wake up a little bit because you yourselves are permissive of so much abuse. Forget, do we have to go to transgender? Yeah, that's the worst form of abuse. That is the worst. You're going to go down in history for that stuff. For allowing these surgeries to go on and be decided by people who are 12 and 13 years old. And you're talking about the age of consent? For something that, if it were to ever happen, which it never happens, by the way, it never happens anymore. These very, very young brides, unless you're talking about one village somewhere where everyone does it. But when it did happen in the time of the messenger, peace be upon him, you have that parents involved. You have the only source of knowledge of the age of Aisha, let me tell you this, is her own self. Years later. After the Prophet, peace be upon him, in a time where she could have said, oh, it was terrible. I wouldn't have wanted to do it. Because the Prophet had passed on. Her parents had passed on. Pretty much that whole generation had passed away. Now she's an adult. She's free. She's the oldest person in her generation now. And she could say, oh, it was a terrible thing. As people, when they get abused when they're young, they grow up. And eventually, when all the scary people die, then they tell the truth. So the parents are okay with it. She's okay with it. But you have a problem. But let me tell you something else. This is an argument from disgust. Never try to rationally or respond to an argument from disgust unless you first dispel the disgust. And how you dispel the disgust is showing them, shift the emotion to their acts of disgust. Like, what are you guys doing? Go to middle schools today. Go to middle schools and tell them not to have boyfriends and girlfriends. What's the difference, right? Marriage, at least the parents involved, society's involved, everyone's involved. It's permanent. So FaZe Your Rage, put a post out. 14-year-olds cannot have boyfriends and girlfriends. Okay, he did say a grown men. So immature men is okay. So you'd rather a 13-year-old be dating a 16-year-old as opposed to marriage with another adult. Your math is not adding up. Your whole thing is not adding up. Amiksa says, early age marriage in olden days was accepted. Older Muslim men, even in this day, marry very young. girls, should this be allowed? Let me tell you the criterion. What does a God allow? What God allows requires the following. Is the body capable of receiving marriage, number one? Number two, do the parents allow for this? Because they, in our worldview, parents will care more about their kids than white liberal Americans and Christians and evangelicals. Evangelicals imagine themselves to care so much more about all of our kids than those kids' parents. That's the premise here. So the parents are accepting of it. They're happy with it. They're proud of it. They're publicizing it. Well, that means they got friends too, right? Like, you wouldn't do something where all your friends would be like, what is he doing with his kid? You wouldn't do that. Everyone would think twice about this. So if I'm going to go this route, hold on a second. We got a dinner invitation next week. What are people going to say? So the whole society was accepting of it. That's how that whole society lives. Just like your society lives, you will let your daughter sleep around and the dad cannot say a word. That's your society. You raised a girl for 13, 14 years old. She walks out with a boy. You ask her, where are you going and who are you going with? She flips out. You're not allowed to ask her. She tells you off after you raised her all this time. And she goes out with a stranger with pimples on his face that you don't even know. And that stranger is accessing her body all night. And you have to accept that. So that's your society. You've all accepted that. And you've been taught to accept this through Netflix and otherwise. Every dad is an idiot in every show and every movie and every commercial. So that's your society. Their society, they had different norms than you did. Who are you to say, just from a secular perspective, who are you to say that the entire society doesn't know what they're doing? Just as you wouldn't want someone to say that to you. I'm not saying that that's my usul. That's not the way we judge things, but that's how you judge things. You judge things as a liberal. Hold on, we all agree to this. This is all good. This is the way we want to live. Okay, if a 13-year-old girl has a boyfriend who I don't know who he is and I can't ask, that's a society. That's how it is. If you ask a question, your wife gives you a dirty look. That's how it's portrayed, and that's how it is in so many homes. But in our Sharia, in our religion, we operate by social norms. We do. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. But which social norms? Social norms of practicing and good Muslims, not social norms of the whole society. The practice, the social norms of Muslims in, what is a social norm, first of all? What is urf? Urf is in a matter in which there's no religious commandment, no clarity in, no explicit judgment from God and his prophet or from the scholars. Then we all sit around and essentially through our informal interactions, we make a judgment on if this thing is good or bad. And then it becomes a custom so that people don't enter into an experiment with their families in life and have no recourse. They have no recourse. There's no one around to ask. And so urf is all based upon what we all judge to be good and correct. Clothes is urf. What clothes is acceptable to walk around in? It's urf. Not going to find it in the Quran or the Sunnah, these basic details. Yes, we know what to cover of our body and how to cover it, but which garment? No, what clothes to wear, etc. What is the age of consent in Islam? Age, it's not about age. It's physical health. So Bidoch says, yeah, 18th is done. Who the heck said 18, right? I'll tell you where 18 came from. It came from the Imam Malik's fatwa about kids who didn't reach puberty due to some illness or something, or some physical abnormality that they didn't reach puberty. So at what point do we consider them mature agents responsible for their actions? Imam Malik assigned the age of 18. I think Abu Hanifa assigned the age of 15, but don't quote me on that.